Lifestyle with Alan T.
Joining me on the line now is Jonathan Alpert. It's all about therapy and why it's left us more anxious and divided. It's called Therapy Nation. In America today, seeing a therapist is no longer taboo. I don't think it ever has been. And mental health resources are more accessible than ever. Yet despite this progress, anxiety and depression among Americans are now at record highs, and the country feels even more divided. Welcome to the program, Jonathan.
Alan, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's been a real pleasure. Now, obviously, my partner is in therapy, and she's American. And I think that says it all, doesn't it? So, what? I mean, really, has been. I mean, they've always seemed to be in therapy. They've had TV shows based on it. It's always seemed to be there.
Well, I mean, therapy is such a huge part of American culture, as you mentioned. TV shows, we have movies, yep. We have main characters that are therapists. So it's such a big part of our culture. And I'm encouraged by therapy being more accessible than ever before. But I think where my concern is, here in America, rates of anxiety, rates of depression are higher than ever. So you have to wonder, despite the accessibility, Why are we more depressed and more anxious than ever before? And that's really what my book is about. And it calls into question the actual therapy that's being delivered and the people delivering that therapy.
Well, you've been for 20 years a practicing therapist and a go-to media expert on mental health. Now, you've come to this unsettling conclusion, and your own profession is part of the problem in Theory Nation, the book. Explain how this has come about, do you think?
Well, I think my profession has really, really drifted. And we have therapists that are serving more as social justice warriors. that's one of the issues. The other issue, and this is a huge problem here in America, therapists have a tendency to pathologize ordinary life experiences. So, for example, let's say you had a bad day, which we all have, of course. That doesn't mean that you are suffering from major depression. Or let's say that you forget an appointment or you misplace your keys. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have ADHD. And let's say your boyfriend is a jerk. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's a narcissist. Yet, we have therapists that are pushing all this nonsense. We have patients that are buying into it.
Yeah.
And then the other part of this is we have so-called influencers that are peddling this nonsense online, and they'll put out there, you know, 5 ways to know if your partner's a narcissist or 5 things to know if you're ADHD. And we buy into that.
Of course, the big problem with therapy is if you have the wrong kind, it can have painful effects on individuals, families, communities, and the nation, I think, at the moment. There seems to be an issue with the nation of the United States. Would you agree?
Totally agree. No offense taken. I think we're quite a sick and divided country. I know people love our politics over there.
Do you want me to laugh all the time? Because obviously I'm dealing with it on a daily basis. Like we have CNN news on all the time with my partner, and so we see what is going on. We've just been watching the primary elections for governors and senators and all of that, and you seem to get the feeling that she looks at it and she thinks, I can't do anything. I said, so she talks to her therapist about it, not me.
Well, it's interesting. People will talk to their therapist about pretty much everything, including politics. But what I've seen over the past probably decade since Donald Trump came onto the scene was we have therapists that are, I think, more acting as political activists in their office.
Yeah.
I actually know therapists who refuse to treat someone if they voted for Trump. So to me, that's just a violation of all ethics.
Absolutely. But then again, I suppose in the present climate, you could probably understand that. I mean, even families have been split because of the situation in the States. Now, for example, if you're dealing with somebody who has a particular kind, can you break down different kinds of depression and different kinds of analysis that's necessary to try and overcome these issues?
Yeah, and I always like to talk to people about how depression occurs on a continuum. So on one side, you might have someone who is maybe feeling a little blue, a little down and out, but they can get up, function, go to work, maintain their life. And then on the other side of that continuum, you have someone who is deeply depressed, sad, maybe crying. They isolate. They can't get out of bed. They may even think of harming themselves. And that's
extreme, severe. Isn't it? That's really extreme, I suppose.
That is extreme and severe depression. And what I found as a practicing therapist, not just for depression, but also anxiety and a host of other mental health disorders, cognitive behavioral therapy seems to work quite well. And what that is you look at the way that someone thinks about themselves, about the situation, how they process information.
Wow.
And then you look at the behaviors that come from that and really try to work on helping that person think about things much differently. And I find this to be quite effective as compared to old school psychoanalysis, where someone will just, you know, talk about their mommy issues or their potty training days endlessly for years and years. I think, Woody Allen might be a great example of that.
So obviously talking about, you had a troubled childhood. Explain. Well, Therapy Nation, as the title of the book indicates, it says that you say that we're hooked on therapy and all this is anxiety seem to be growing what you could say is a divided nation. Is it sort of, I mean, from a political standpoint, is it sort of affect both, the Democrats and the Republicans equally, or do they have different kinds of therapeutic sessions? Would you say
they do? So we've all heard the term TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, I've made it a point to say that TDS doesn't exist.
Okay,
so it's not an official diagnosis, but I've also made it a point to talk about what I've seen in my practice. I have people who are hyper fixated on Trump; they're highly anxious because of Trump. I've even had some patients who couldn't take a vacation because they were so worried about the state of our country.
Really?
And then I have other patients who want Trump dead. And I would argue that if you're at the point where you have homicidal thoughts or at least want a president dead, then you have a pretty significant issue.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to know that I never quite saw that when Biden was in office. I had plenty of patients who disliked Biden and Kamala Harris, but never did it rise to the level of them wanting those people killed or wishing them dead. Nothing like that. So therein lies the distinction.
Well, you've been featured in the Wall Street Journal, The Hill, and The Daily Wire. Also, you've been featured on Fox and Friends.
Yeah, I've been on Fox TV quite a lot, and
really?
I think they like having me on because I'm probably one of the few therapists that's not far left leaning. I probably sit somewhere in the middle to the right, and I'm able to offer my insight into what's going on, whether it's the No Kings protest or Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah. It's fascinating, isn't it, that imagine the program. I've only watched it a couple of times. I have to say that I'm more left-leaning, but at the same time I've sort of watched programs on Fox, and it fascinates me when you talk about somebody being in therapy. I think a lot of their presenters should be in therapy permanently.
No, I agree. I think therapy certainly has a place. And as much as I talk about how bad therapy is a problem, I know a lot of therapists that do great work. They're very effective. And I'm arguing that we need to get back to therapy that actually works. Because a lot of times therapists will just victimize people. There's no accountability, blame everyone else for problems instead of looking at the patient as playing a role in their problems.
I'll just tell our listeners, we're talking with Jonathan Alpert, who is a therapist, and his book is called Therapy Nation, and it's all about how America's got hooked on therapy. But I've been hooked on therapy, I think, for 250 years by the feeling. It started early, didn't it?
Well, this July 4th, maybe we ought to end that addiction to therapy.
Oh, it's fascinating. Now, obviously, when you sort of talk about incidents, have you got sort of anecdotes or you got any sort of examples that you can give us here on the program?
Of people being hooked on therapy or the political division?
Well, no, the hooked on therapy. Let's keep it on the subject.
And I think we can go back to 2012. I wrote an opinion piece for the New York Times called "In Therapy Forever Enough Already."
Yeah, I like the title.
Yes. And in that piece, that's when I first started seeing signs of people being overly dependent on their therapists. They would go in week after week just to vent and get things off their chest.
Sure.
And to me, that's not the best use of therapy. So, for example, if you have a bad day, you know, maybe talk to a friend, maybe come up with some stress management strategies on your own. We don't need to run to a therapist for everything. I've even heard of people going to their therapist because they don't know what to get their loved one as a gift for the holiday.
My goodness.
To me, that's misuse of therapy.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, there's a lot of it's a kind of it's a fallback, isn't it? I think a lot of people who go into therapy, they expect when they go and talk to their therapist, as you say, they tend to tell everything to their therapist. I always remember the way it worked in The Sopranos. I mean, it was extremely clever the way that you obviously were aware of the relationship between a soprano and of course the therapist you have. But it's the way in which subjects were discussed, which you would never thought somebody was involved in the mafia would talk about, but it actually worked extremely well. But it seemed to me as though he was using his therapist as a way of unraveling everything or just letting it out of his system. Isn't that not a good way of using a therapist?
Yeah, and you raise a good point. So there's a big difference between feeling good and actually getting better. And when we go in week after week and vent and get stuff off our chest, there's some value in that and it feels good. But there's also a reinforcing element to that. If we know that every 6 days or 13 days we go in, we vent, we get stuff off our chest, it's going to make us want to keep doing it.
Yeah.
But venting without direction or without teaching the patient skills or tools on how to be self-sufficient, that's where the problem lies. And there's also a business element to this. Of course, therapists need the business. They want their patients to keep going back because they get paid. Yeah.
Sure. Well, I appreciate you getting up early to talk to us today because obviously I'm not quite sure whether you're on the East Coast or West Coast.
East Coast. It's not that early. Okay. It's 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, it's about 8:30 now. It's been a real pleasure. Jonathan Alpert. Now, social media, anybody can contact you or do you have?
Sure, absolutely. I'm on X at Jonathan Alpert as well as Instagram at Jonathan Alpert and have a website, Jonathan Alpert. So just use my name.
JonathanAlpert.com or...
.com, correct.
It's .com. Jonathan, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much indeed for talking to us today.
Terry, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And just to let our listeners know that if they go to our bookstore on tre.radio, they can get all the information about where to purchase. I think it's being published on the 18th of June this year.
I believe so in the UK.
We're talking about the UK, UK and yes, probably Europe as well. Jonathan, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. It's really fascinating to sort of this subject. Obviously, is ongoing. I suppose you could say
it is. Us Americans love therapy.
You certainly put that. That's pretty much the ending line. I think Americans do love therapy. And I said there was a TV show I remember saw a few years ago with an English actor, and I can't remember the title of the series. this, but he was a therapist, and I'm just trying. Gosh, it's ridiculous. I mean, I know him so well, but you know, old age, I think, creeping in. I can't remember. But it was a fascinating sort of study of different personalities that came to see him, and it'll come back to me in a minute. So, anybody out there remember that TV series a few years ago? It's probably got a very simple title. I just can't think of it. But anyway, thank you so much, Jonathan. It's been a real pleasure for talking to us.
Likewise, thank you so much.
It's
take care.
Bye bye. Yeah, all the best to you. All the best.